Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Caught an interview with, but Hunter Biden's talking to some woman. I don't know who it is. She could have been a prostitute. But he was explaining to her about how much his dad loves him. He says, my dad says, I'm a better man than he. And he says, my dad is the person I admire the most in the world. I think it's admirable. I'll admit it. I think it's admirable that these two, this father-son dynamic is what it is, because it is the dynamic that fathers should have with their sons. A son, even in the struggle that Hunter Biden's having, he should know that his dad is with him. And the interview in that respect is very good, in terms of inspirational. I get Joe Biden and why he protects his son at all costs. And let's face it, you know, people have crack problem. We have people in our family that suffer all the problems that Hunter Biden or anybody else goes through. That's not a political thing. There are many, many conservatives I know that don't have relationships with their children, things like this. And you know what? I'm not going to moralize. I can tell you personally, I've struggled with issues with my older boys, and I say one thing. I will always love you, but I don't have to like you. So I get it. But where Hunter goes into detail, that if you were an investigative reporter, you would say it's easy to see that there's collusion here. Hunter says, whatever I ask my dad to do, whatever my interest is in, my dad will take an interest in. And again, not a problem if you're not in politics. If Hunter says, I want to start a business, and Joe says, yes, son, I'm going to help you start that business, unrelated to my position in the government, I got no problem. In fact, do it. I think it's a great loving relationship of a dad who says, despite your crack habit and all the other things you do to embarrass the family, I'm going to make you feel like you're a champ. But you can't do it at the public's expense. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So anyway, we'll probably play clips of that at some point, because there are places throughout this entire, it's about a 6-minute interview, and I want my team to look at it, listen to it, and let's put it together in a way that it makes a point, because he rambles quite a bit. And he talks about why he can't quit crack. And understand this. This is not a problem that goes away for Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has been a crack addict for a long time, and he admits there isn't anything enough to stop me from doing it. I want you to understand this. Even your father becoming president of the United States, and you understanding the ramifications of that, and all of the interconnectivity you have with between your dad and your businesses and everything else, and what this habit does to you. But he just doesn't have a crack habit. He's got a sex habit and who knows what else. Anything that a chemical can do to your brain to make you not want to leave whatever debaucherous thing you do. And what they did with Hunter was, it's one thing to be a crackhead and you're trying to find $10 here and there every day. It's another to be a crackhead and you've got access to everything, unlimited wealth. Hunter Biden has not stopped his habit, but what has increased is his ability to attach it to money, not his money, our money. And that's what makes him dangerous, because if you think other countries or other nefarious interests won't take an interest in Hunter and say, look, let's feed his habits. Notice I use the S, habits. Let's feed his indulgences and let's use that against the nation. And if you don't think that's happened, I think you're naive. It's because of Hunter Biden, the love of his father for him, and what he's done that we are partially in the situation we are right now. Because if he didn't have Hunter to deal with, Joe Biden wouldn't have to be, and the Democrats wouldn't have to be doing this massive cover-up with the laptop. And look, as they continue to find more and more files, they're still going through 168,000 hidden files, not the ones that were that they could find, the ones that he had to keep because he was still in the midst of his business. I don't even know what those revelations are going to be. Look, for the record, I wasn't going to talk about Hunter per se because I want to go into some more polling that speaks to what we've been talking about for quite some time. And look, I'm going to tell you something. When I hear poll, I get bored. Don't be bored. This is very interesting stuff I'm about to go into. But this is why the Democrats don't want Joe Biden, why he is truly an albatross around their necks, and they just have to figure out a way out. And what I say to conservatives is, let's help them. Let's help them. You know the little stickers you put on the gas pumps? That's helping them. You not paying attention to January 6th, that's helping them. There are many things that you do that are passive-aggressive to the Democrats. And then here's the other thing. Get aggressive. Anyway, we'll come back to the Hunter Biden stuff. So 83% of people are dissatisfied. This was a recent Gallup survey. An astounding 83% of Americans are dissatisfied with, quote, the way things are going in the United States at this time. The only time I remember having this much of a plurality in anything was in 9/11, when 93% of this country was pro-America. 93%, only 10% higher than this survey right here. 83% of the people say we're in the wrong direction. By the way, this is the number of people that I believe have sanity in this country, because 16% they were satisfied, which leaves 1% for something. I don't know what the 1% is. 16% of the people in this country are idiots. They're satisfied with paying high gas prices, high food prices. Now, let's say you're a person that's getting over. You're a government contractor, or you're a leftist that Joe Biden is hooked up, or you're partners with Hunter in some way. So you're one of that 16% that's getting over. Do you not have sympathy for the rest of America? Even if I were feasting right now, I would say, you know what? Personally, I could see myself being satisfied, but I can't be satisfied because my fellow man is getting his butt kicked by Joe Biden. Anyway, that's only the beginning of the bad news for the Democrats. And when we come back, I'm telling you, poll after poll is giving unbelievable, I'm talking incredible numbers that do nothing but bode well for us in November.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Gallup poll that I mentioned in the first segment, 83% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the United States. 16% are satisfied. 16% of the people are getting over because they're in some leftist leaning that is making sure that their money's coming no matter what, union or something like that. And they don't care about the rest of the country. But we do. We may be fine. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you hit the lotto. You may be fine as a conservative, but you can empathize with what's happening to the bottom percentage of the people in this country who are absolutely reeling over Biden. I can't imagine. I remember when I was in college and I had a certain amount of money, and I mean, it was allocated. I didn't have the ability to just go spend money like what, and gas prices doubling would have crippled me. My rent going up 31% would have absolutely, I mean, I would have had to move in with my older brother. I would have had to move in with my older brother and drive a lot farther. It would have been a trade-off one way or the other. And I still don't know if I could have made it. other than my brother cooking for me and, you know, and making sure that I ate. But I'm telling you, I would have been devastated. I can only imagine what college kids, what they're having to do is their rents have gone up, gasoline's gone up. Lord knows they're getting crappy educations and paying a lot more for them. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So along with this Gallup survey, 83% of Americans dissatisfied, there was an NBC News survey that found 75% of Americans thought the country was, quote, on the wrong track. Only 21% of adults believe that the U.S. is going in the right direction. There was a Monmouth University survey from last month had a similar result, a stunning 79% of Americans think the country's going on the wrong track. So I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, look, I don't care about polls. I don't. I believe these polls, but I still believe this. I still believe that even when you do this, it's skewed. It's still in favor of Biden. I think conservatively, 80% of Americans think the country's on the right track. I think it's probably closer to 90%. But forget it. We're seeing 83%, 75%, 79%, whatever, that say it's on the wrong track. Is it safe to say we think three quarters of the country believes that this country's going on in the wrong direction? They said with inflation and political division raging, a new Wall Street Journal, NORC poll, concluded the country is in a pessimistic mood. Yeah, I'd say you're pretty pessimistic. But you know why I'm pessimistic? I'm pessimistic because of this. I know this country can be united for common causes. I know it can. I've seen it happen. I mentioned one earlier when the Trade Center flew the planes into the Trade Center and it brought the Trade Center down. 93% of this country stood firm, wanted to find the enemy who did it. Even the Democrats, for one day on September 12th, were like, oh my gosh. But what a difference a day makes. Well, September 11th, but I'm saying it lasted a day. But what a difference a day makes. As soon as that was over, then these guys said, how do we get the politics into it? It isn't us. Let me ask you, are you interested in racial division or are you interested in bringing everybody together? Pretty clear. Every conservative I know says, look, I don't care about your race, your sexuality, whatever. Can we just all work to a common good? Can we agree on basic principles? I'll give you an example. These are things that people talk about as a joke, but they're legit. Why is it you want to raise the age for a young person to get an assault weapon? Because you say, oh, they aren't, you know, man enough to have it, but you want to let a five-year-old choose his gender. Have you listened to these kids describe? We'll play a clip, maybe in the next hour, of these young adults talking about gender. And when they figured out that they were bisexual, this gender with a blah, 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 with a chaser and a wine spirit, and, you know, inside of a beer. It is so confusing, even they don't know. And this is what leftism has done. It's confused people as to what their gender is. It's insanity. They said Biden has at last kept his promise to unify the country. The vast majority of Americans agree that the country is in real trouble, wrote pollster David Winston, president of the Winston Group and longtime advisor to congressional Republicans. Joe Biden, Mr. I'll bring the country. How did this old leftist white clown believe that he could bring the country together when he stole the election? And has about as much panache as a mustard seed. I mean, how's he going to bring the country together? He did, but not in the way that he thought. Now we hate him. We hate the Democrats. I can't stand them. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a leftist, I don't want you in my life. And I used to not be this way. And I'm still tolerant to a point. But let me put it this way. If we're talking regular stuff, I can accept anybody. But if you give me your lame brain political BS, I'm not keeping my mouth shut. I'm going to lay into you. Biden kept his promise. These polls, folks, are foreboding for the Democrats. They said as a political matter, these numbers and stories don't just affect Biden. They could potentially affect dozens of members of Congress in November. Indeed, it's normal for the president's party to lose House seats in midterm elections. However, losses tend to be much steeper when the president is unpopular, according to Gallup, whose polling shows presidents with job approval ratings below 50% see their party lose an average of 37 House seats. Meanwhile, presidents with approvals above 50% see an average loss of 14 seats. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump, in the midterms, I'm convinced of this, didn't lose any seats. In fact, I think he may have even gained some. He got cheated in so many elections because they needed for this to be true. Because Donald Trump was a rock star. The congressional candidates wanted Trump running with him. Find me a leftist that wants Biden to run with him. Please, find me one. They finish with this. Given that Biden's job approval is underwater in dozens of districts he carried in 2020, that's BS, any Democrat sitting in a single-digit Biden seat or a Trump seat is at severe risk, even in a few seats Biden carried by 10 to 15 points could lose, particularly in orphan states without competitive statewide races driving turnout. I'm going to make you a bet. This is going to be worse than 2010 for the Democrats. Far worse. Because there's a lot of things at play here. I'm not going to have time to finish for this segment, but maybe we'll talk about it a little bit. Anyway, carnage is coming, folks, and this is what the polls are telling you. It's a great time to be a conservative.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Will Senate Democrats support Joe Biden for re-election? Katie Lewis has the story.
An inquiry of all 50 Democratic senators by the Daily Caller found only five immediately committed to endorsing President Joe Biden if he runs for re-election in 2024. The five who gave the outlet a definitive yes were Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and Chris Coons of Delaware. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
According to federal figures released Wednesday, Tesla vehicles have accounted for nearly 70% of reported crashes involving advanced driver assist systems since last June. But officials warned that the data is incomplete and isn't meant to indicate which carmaker's systems might be safest. This is USA Radio News. Bitcoin tumbled Wednesday to a new 18-month low, spurring a sharp fall in crypto markets sparked by crypto lender Celsius, who froze customer withdrawals. The world's largest cryptocurrency fell to under $21,000, its lowest since December 2020. Bitcoin has lost around 28% since Friday and more than half of its value this year. Expectations for sharper Fed rate hikes have led to mounting pressure on risky assets from cryptocurrencies to stocks. Former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, once under consideration as President Joe Biden's running mate, was named White House Senior Advisor for Public Engagement on Wednesday. Bottoms did not seek re-election for office last year after rising to national prominence in Atlanta, where she was hailed by progressives and derided by conservatives for her work on police brutality and protests and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been saying this for some time. I said it from the very beginning when Joe Biden was brought in under the big cheat. Democrats, they can't stand him. They have a dilemma on their hands because they know the guy's a feckless clown, but they can't allow him to be seen as the abject failure that he actually represents. So what do you do? That is the definition of a rock and a hard place. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Consider Biden's record, and you know why they want nothing more of this demented clown, and moreover, why we're dealing with January 6th and other nonsense. I want you to imagine waking up every morning for the last 18 months to defend a fool. And Democrats seem to like it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Democrats are the only animals who let their weakest lead. They love it. And being honest, let me ask you this. Would you defend Donald Trump if he performed like Biden? If Trump's policies worked like Biden's, I would want absolutely nothing to do with him. And I want to be clear. These policies are not, when I talk about Trump, I'm not talking about Trump's policies. Trump's policies worked not because of Donald Trump, but because they were sane. See, Democrats will do stuff. They'll say, I'm not going to do it because it was successful under Trump, and I want to make sure nobody credits him for it. See, if you were truly about this country, you wouldn't care what worked or what didn't work. You would just say, if it works, I'll keep it. If it doesn't, I'll throw it away. If it worked and it was under Obama, keep it. If it didn't work, do something different. Democrats don't do that. They got to look at the politics. We can't let Trump go getting credited for all the good things that he did, removing all these onerous legislations from different businesses and spurring the economy. We can't let him have credit for bringing back meaningful manufacturing. We can't let him have credit for saving Carrier and doing all the multitude of other things that he did to bring this country back to prosperity. We can't give him credit for getting rid of our dependency on foreign oil.
We can't give him credit for helping bring the crime rate down or to lessen the number of illegals coming into this country. We got to change it. So what they do is Democrats are slick. They break it. And then they go, look at us, fix it. So what did Joe Biden do? He's broken inflation. I mean, he put inflation on nuclear radiated steroids, and now he's going to fix it. It's suddenly his new priority over cancer, over global climate farce. Here I thought, who cares about inflation? We only have years to live. Wasn't global climate change the biggest existential threat to mankind? Besides, of course, white men, conservative men. So now he's going to fix it. People are living through H.E. double crooked socks under Biden, and the leftists pretend it's okay. Rampant inflation, inflation so bad, folks, that they lie about the real inflation numbers. I told you about it. I told you that if they use 1980s formula for calculating inflation, we would be at 17-18%. So they don't, as opposed to giving you the real picture, they go, no. Inflation's only, get this, only at 8.6%. Only? Month after month, year over year, inflation is growing at rates that you just go, this is untenable. We can't continue in this mode. I'm going to tell you something. There's a part of me that wants it to continue, though. I want gas to get to 10 bucks a gallon. I want people to get kicked out of their homes. I want businesses to say, we got to charge so much, we don't know what to do. I want it all to go to absolute hell. Because that's what it takes to wake a Democrat up. That's what it takes to get an independent to go, you know, I better stop doing what I'm doing. Gas prices soaring, no end in sight. Home prices and rents so high, people are having to shack up and move in with other people and stuff. Food prices where people have to make a determination of do they eat, do they put gas in their car, do they get their meds, or do they try to pay for their place to live. It's all Joe Biden's fault. And of course, these people are trying to pretend that, no, it's not his fault. It's Putin's stuff. Play clips of Joe Biden. Putin's tax hike. Putin this, Putin that. Let me tell you something. There's not an American, a serious American, who is blaming anybody outside of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden. Putin was the same dude under Trump. What happened? But why didn't Putin do this, invade under Trump? I thought they were in cahoots together. Wouldn't Trump have been the one to say, hey, Vlad, go on in there, man. No problem. He'd crowbar our economy, and Putin would go, sorry, comrade, but I must do it. You know, but I must do it now. We're in cahoots. We're colluding. Let me tell you, it's backfiring. They asked AOC if she would still support Biden. And it's hysterical to listen to this clip because, I mean, she's essentially not wanting to commit. Here it is, though.
Before we go, I just want to ask about President Biden. He is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes.
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should... Okay. Endorse when we get to it, but I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far, and you know, should he run again, I think that I think it's we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
But right now we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a good job. I mean, you know, my talking points need to kick in. Somebody remind me of my talking points. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's doing a good job. It's Putin's fault. Yeah, we got rid of Donald Trump. Yeah, the election was not a cheat, and January 6th was a riot. As I said, would you want to defend Joe Biden if you're a sitting congressperson on the Democrat side? How many of them do you think want Joe Biden to actually campaign with him? Make a bet. I'll make you a bet. The over and under is 2. People who want Joe Biden to campaign with him. The over and under is 2. Which do you take? You bet your life. You want to do it 2.5? My producers will do 2.5. So if it's 2, you win. If it's 3, you know, if you bet under and it's 2, you win. If it's 3, you lose, and vice versa. So would you bet your life, if you were a Democrat, on the number of people who willfully want Joe Biden to come campaign with them? And would you make it over 2? Maybe you guys think it should, I'm too high. Should I have done 1.5? I don't know of anyone who would want to campaign with Joe Biden. The only people who could potentially want to would have to be in a Democrat district that's D plus 35. Because anybody that's D plus 10 or less, you want Joe Biden nowhere near you. But let's go back to AOC, grasping at straws. What does she say? I will entertain and examine Biden's vision. She'll entertain and examine it. Let me tell you what that means. She's already entertained and examined. And after the examination, she still would not make an endorsement of him. She was asked point blank. And Dana Bash said, that is not a yes. She said it. That is not a yes. Will you support him in 2024? And I don't want to play the clip again, but here's what I'll tell you. There is nothing in her voice, nothing that she said was definitive. She's, oh, we got to think of the midterms. The midterms are what's important right now because, you know, I'm too far away. Let me ask you this. At the midpoint in 2018, of 2 years of Trump, they asked many people, well, do you support Trump for 2020? Heck yeah. In fact, more people had changed their minds about supporting Trump than probably any president in history. And now, Mr. Popular, Mr. 81 million votes, can't get anyone that wants to support him. AOC, one of the big mouths who you would think would want to get an audience with, because that's a perfect time for, if she says yes, he's bringing her to the White House. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's throwing all kinds of support behind her. Not a word. But who can AOC endorse? What other choice do the Democrats have? Who can they get to replace Biden? And you want to know the short, terrible answer? Nobody. The Democrats have no bench. They have invested so much into Biden that they're attached at the hip. Biden's failures represent the failures of the Democratic Party and the failures of the progressive movement. As they said, elections have consequences, especially crooked elections.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As the political calendar inches toward the midterm elections in November, a run of recent polling all points to one thing. President Biden has a problem with young voters. I was reading that because, you know, I ain't going to refer to that bonehead as president. The new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found support for Biden had plummeted 16 points among Gen Z and millennials in the past year to sit at 37%, the lowest of any age group in the U.S. That's no longer true. That poll is over a month old. Harvard Institute of Politics also found approval ratings with Gen Z were down 18 points in the past year to 41%. Gallup found a 21% or 21-point drop to 39%. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Dems don't want Biden. Climate change, racial justice, and student debt are some of the key issues for young people, said Christina Judson Ramirez, president and executive director of Next Gen America. Let me tell you something. She's lying. You want to know what these youth are struggling with? The youth are struggling with inflation. They can't go out, party, drinks outrageously priced. They eat out all the time, even fast food. The jobs they have don't keep up with inflation. Most of them don't even have jobs because a lot of them are too lazy to work. And Joe Biden hasn't given them what he promised. They want universal basic income. Yeah, let me ask you, if you think that the average kid is thinking about climate change and going, man, I don't know what kind of world is going to be left, unless you bring it up and you like, you know, what do you think about climate change? If you don't bring it up, it's like racism. It doesn't exist. They're not even worried about it. Racial justice. The kids are worried about racial justice. Let me tell you something. When I go to the gas pump and it costs me $6 to put gas in, I don't care what color the owner of the gas station is. I'm mad. Kids are not thinking about this stuff. Student debt, maybe, but you made it. Those are not the key issues. Let me tell you, don't believe the hype with this stuff, but here's what you can believe. Joe Biden's down 16 points on one poll, 18 points on another, 21 points on another from last year. What do you think it's going to be by the midterms? They are in deep kimchi. Democrats don't want Biden. And while Democratic pollsters are sounding the alarm, these young voters are going, this is no surprise. He's done nothing to help us. He's done nothing to shore things up for us. These people are suffering, and they're sick of Biden. They're sick of the Democrats. They're sick of the policies. Think about these youngsters. Where do they go to school? Major colleges and universities. Where are they located? Major cities. What's going on in major cities? Every problem they announce, these cities are full of racists. They're full of homophobes. They're full of xenophobes. They're full of vitriolic people that hate the majority of America. They're full of crime. And the things that these kids get out of this so-called great education are absolutely nothing. They get nothing out of it. So the kids are upset. All these special interest groups that the Democrats say they want to satisfy, they don't want to satisfy them. And let me tell you something. The reason why the Democrats resorted to such blatant cheating in the last election is they figured something out. You ready, folks? I'm going to give you a revelation you may not get on any other radio show. Democrats figured out they can't satisfy everybody. See, the secret to life, I'm going to give it to you. I hope you have a youngster that can listen to this program. And maybe this will help you too, people. The secret to life, when you understand that you are not going to satisfy everybody and you don't care. See, Democrats pretend they want to satisfy you. They tried. I think many of them, it was truly a calling. I just want everyone to feel good. It's got to be possible. There's this utopia. And then they figured it out. You can't do it. The closest you can come to satisfying everybody is if you're on the conservative side. You want to know why we're a lot easier to satisfy? We're not perfectionists. We understand that when you implement a policy that does something good for some, one, you're going to have cheaters and scammers. Two, you're going to have people who it's genuinely intended to use it well, but can't, don't know how. And you're going to have fallout. But you're going to help the overwhelming people who need that program. 80% of them, you're going to help. 20% of them, you can do nothing for. And you know what you do? You apply the 80-20 rule that says, if I can help 80% and 20% don't get any help, so be it. I'm not looking for perfection. Democrats will take the sob story out of the ones you couldn't help. I'll never forget this story where they talked about a program that got women on buses to jobs, real jobs. They felt good. They were empowered coming home. And they profiled a woman who had to take three buses and, you know, in a cab and the subway and an Uber to get to her job. And they called the program a failure. Essentially, they were saying, this one woman, look at, while this program is successful, there's this one story we have of this tragic case. And this woman, nothing's happening for her. And, of course, system's broken. No. Casualty of war. We fixed it for an overwhelming number of women. Sorry if it didn't fix it for you. And no, I'm not doing anything any different. Kevin, you're heartless. Even some of you are going, Kevin, come on, shouldn't we do some? The private sector. Private sector. I would tell the story and say, hey, look, we got this program. It works great. But we have a few stragglers that it's not going to do much for. You interested in helping? Public-private partnership. See, I wouldn't be complaining about it. I would be fixing the problem. But I would say the government program is going to satisfy 80%. If the private sector wants to help the others, let's do it. Midway through the 2020 primary season, many Democrat lawmakers and party officials are venting their frustrations with Joe Biden's struggle to advance the bulk of his agenda, doubting his ability to rescue the party from a predicted midterm trouncing, and increasingly viewing him as an anchor that should be cut loose in 2024. Their words, not mine. As the challenges facing the nation mount and fatigue-based voters show low enthusiasm, Democrats in union meetings, the back rooms of Capitol Hill, and party gatherings from coast to coast are quietly worrying about Biden's leadership. I use my finger quotes for that. His age and his capability to take the fight to former President Donald Trump a second time. Well, let me be very clear. He didn't take the fight to Trump the first time. Joe Biden had to have the entirety of the DOJ and the media to cheat Trump out because he can't beat him in a real election. He said, interviews with nearly 50 Democratic officials from county leaders to members of Congress, as well as with disappointed voters who backed Biden in 2020, reveal a party alarmed about Republicans' rising strength and extraordinarily pessimistic about an immediate path forward. Yeah. So, they're not, this isn't our issue, this is their issue. They go on to say this. Democrats' concerns come as the opening hearings of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol made clear the stakes of 2024 presidential election in which Trump, whose lies fueled a riot that disrupted the peaceful transfer of power, may well seek to return to the White House. See, that's what they hope this all does, is J6 nonsense. They hope, is this going to swing people our way? Let me give you the answer. You ready, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? Not going to help them. He said, for Biden and his party, the hearing's vivid reminder of the Trump-inspired mob violence represents perhaps the last best chance before the midterms to break through with persuadable swing voters who have been more focused on, you ready? It's going to be a surprise, inflation and gas prices. If the party cannot, the Democratic Party, it will miss its final opportunity to hold Trump accountable as Biden faces a tumultuous 2 years of a Republican-led House obstructing and investigating him. I love it. Obstruct and investigate. That is exactly what I want to see.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.